The Vatican has given a long-awaited assessment of one of its more contested events, the reported apparitions of the Virgin Mary at Medjugorje in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Pope Francis said that while he wasn't declaring the messages as authentic, he was recognising that there are positive fruits for Catholics in the spiritual experience tied to the town. Every year, thousands of Irish people visit Medjugorje. Niall Glynn is managing director of Mariam Pilgrimages in Dublin. He gave his reaction to our reporter Carol Coleman.
It won't necessarily change the numbers. There's a huge devotion in Ireland and in the UK and the US to Medjugorje. So it's not going to change the numbers that much because people are going anyway and they were always going. It just gives them a nice, you know, it gives them an approval from the Vatican that obviously that it's showing the fruits, obviously, of Medjugorje that a lot of people have been talking about for the last 30, 35 years anyway. So it's very much just, it's definitely just giving them that approval and making sure that ultimately what they're doing is actually approved by the Vatican, which means a lot to people.
Hannah Brockhouse is senior Rome correspondent with the Catholic News Agency. Hannah, there's long been uncertainty about the status of Medjugorje. What is the Vatican saying today?
That's right, Rachel. Today, the Vatican affirmed in an authoritative judgment that pilgrims can continue to visit and pray at the site, as some 40 million people from around the world have done since the apparitions allegedly first began back in 1981. This comes after four decades of investigation, both by local bishops into the alleged phenomena and by the Vatican. Various reports have been created. And in the intervening decades, the church has both allowed pilgrimages and not allowed pilgrimages as debate surrounding whether these alleged visions and alleged apparitions and messages of supposedly the Virgin Mary, whether they were authentic or not. So today's decision from the Vatican sidesteps that question and says, we're not going to answer whether these visions are supernatural or not, whether they really are messages from heaven, but we do believe that there are such good fruits and positive aspects to visits and devotion to this town that we can approve pilgrimages, we can approve even the reading of most of the messages.
So is there still an element of sitting on the fence here?
Well, certainly it will be disappointing to people who hoped to receive, full affirmation that these are supernatural events, these visits from the Virgin Mary. And the Vatican actually wanted to sort of separate today with their note. They said they wanted to separate the alleged visions from kind of the fruit of them and from the visits to the site that are more based on a devotion to Mary, devotion to her under her title Queen of Peace, and instead gave a big caveat about those visits and said that they should not be focused on visiting the alleged visionaries, that should be sort of a side issue, whereas the part they can approve is the positive aspects of these messages. Another caveat they gave was just that there should be some common sense and prudence because some of the messages that they read, which they refer to always as alleged messages because they didn't say whether they're supernatural, could be problematic. So they did say a few of these, let's use some common sense and prudence around, but others instead are say nothing contrary to the Catholic faith. They promote the gospel and they promote reception of the sacraments and a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Hannah Brockhouse of the Catholic News Agency, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.